Hey there, blogging ladies. Welcome to the podcast that's going to take your blog from a mere hobby to a full-blown money-making machine. I'm your host and blog coach, Genesis, and I'm here to help you start, organize, grow, and monetize your blog in ways that you never thought possible. But don't expect any fluff info from me. Nope, I'm all about the real and honest stuff. I'm not here to waste your time with useless tips and tricks that won't get you anywhere. I'm here to give you the straight up goods that will actually help you succeed in the world of blogging. And let me tell you, my approach is totally unique and different from other blog coaches out there. Why? Because I'm all about helping you sell digital products and services to make a buttload of money. And I'm not just talking about a few extra bucks here and there. I mean serious cash that will allow you to turn your blog into a thriving business. Oh, and did I mention that I specialize in starting blogs on Showit? That's right, I'm a Showit pro, and I'm going to show you how to make the most out of this amazing platform. So buckle up, lady bloggers, because we're about to embark on an epic journey together. Let's get ready to turn your blog into a profitable business that you can be proud of. Hey there, blogging lady. Welcome back to another episode of the Boss Lady Bloggers podcast. I am so excited to be back. I took a couple weeks off of work, working on the business because I was extremely sick, like so sick. I don't know what kind of bug is going around right now, but I mean, that sickness was for the dogs. It was so horrible. Like, I had all the symptoms, like a horrible cough, and I still have the cough like 3 weeks later. Horrible cough, runny nose, stuffy nose, fever, body aches, and like it like hit me like as soon as I started to get those body aches, I knew that I was sick. It like hit me like a ton of bricks, I swear. It was crazy. And then the cough like immediately came on. Like, what kind of sickness is this? Because I took a test and it wasn't COVID, so okay, but anyway. So today's episode is going to be talking about the do's and don'ts for starting a blog that actually makes money. So for all my blogging ladies out there, if you want to start a blog to make money, then this is going to be for you. So let's just like dive right into it. So the first do's, let's cover the do's first, okay? Do's. Choose a niche that you're actually passionate about. You want to be writing about something that you love that will keep you motivated, okay? Because if you're not like super passionate about like the niche that you chose, you're not going to want to write a new blog post every single week on a consistent basis. And not only just your blog post, but there's other things to do within this niche as well. You're not going to want to create offers to sell around this niche if you're not passionate about it. Like right now, I'm kind of struggling with like my monthly blog educational bundles because like last month I said, you know, we're going to start like this new like recurring like monthly like overall theme within my business. And this overall theme is going to be like, you know, I said it's going to be like different every single month. And last month we talked all about blog organization, right? Because that was what I was super, super passionate about. But this month I'm also super motivated about organization, like organizing your blog, you know, schedules and building up a project management system and ClickUp and building out content calendars and all that fun stuff, like the planning, monthly planning and quarterly planning and tracking finances within your blogging business. So I've been like super motivated about this subject. And so like, I don't want to like go and change it. Like, I'm not really like wanting to talk about like blog traffic right now. Like, I do want to talk about money though, like making money, but that's just like my main like overall theme. Like I that's my most favorite content bucket is making money and blog organization. So I'm kind of talking about this like hand in hand right now. Definitely on my podcast, I'm starting to talk more about how to make money with blogging. But yeah, like overall, like I'm struggling with talking about blog traffic or Pinterest or Instagram or any of those subjects because, you know, I'm just not that passionate about it right now. And there are times, you know, like throughout the year where I do get super passionate about those subjects. And then I just try to go all in and make the most content for you guys as much as possible on blog traffic and Pinterest and blah, blah, blah. But if I sat down right now and tried to write a blog post on blog traffic, it's just not going to happen. And so that's why it's so important that you need to choose a niche, but not only your niche. You need to choose the five content overall themes within that niche. And then, you know, once you start writing on those content buckets, you're going to notice like, you know, one or two that you're going to like really attach to. And you're going to write the most of that content within that theme. For example, right now, I'm writing the most content on making money and blog organization. And that is just like my top two that I'm just like clinging to all the time, you know? And that's what you'll find is like, even if you start a lifestyle blog and you have all these different like, you know, niches within this lifestyle blog, then you're going to notice that you're going to write on more of a certain topic. Like, you know, you have like for a lifestyle blog, it could be, you know, you have like, you know, your fitness category and your wellness or health or whatever. And then you have, you know, finance or what else? Home organization or just whatever it is, right? Or outfits or something within your lifestyle blog. But, you know, what content, like, are you writing about the most? And this is what I tell, you know, all of my, like, coaching clients and members and students within my membership is that if you don't know your niche or if you don't know the kind of, like, niche that you want to, you know, hone in on, because you're hearing all of this information that you got to niche down, blah, blah, blah. But you're like, I have so many passions. I don't know which one to choose. Then just choose all of them for now, you know, because in the future, like that's okay, because this is going to be a journey for you. Like it's a journey and you're going to figure it out like as you go. So just choose what to write about right now. Your five overall niches or five overall content themes within a niche. Just start a lifestyle blog for now, and then you'll gravitate toward that certain overall topic, and you'll notice like that you're super passionate about one topic, and like then you can niche down even further from there. You know what I mean? But you have to be passionate about your niche. You have to have passion for this. If you do not have like a fire passion, like a drive, like this need to work on your blog and the need to like write posts and get your messages out there, then you're not gonna like make this really successful. So, you know, there is some times where I haven't been super passionate about the Boss Lady Bloggers business. There's been times where I wanted to pivot into like a different niche, like manifestation and stuff like that. Because I was like, you know, more passionate in that stage of my life on those kinds of topics like manifestation and such. But I'm glad I stick with, you know, Boss Lady Bloggers in the long run, because it's really growing right now. My business is like skyrocketing with clients. I'm fully booked out with clients. If somebody books a discovery call with me right now, like just to tell you, like you can put a deposit to work with me in 3 months, but I cannot work with anybody else right now because I'm swamped with client work. I'm designing 6 websites at once. I don't know why I'm going on this tangent but you know what I mean? So I'm super passionate about Boss Lady Bloggers and I want to work on it literally all the time. Like I have to set boundaries for myself to not work on it. because go and do like my personal life and like go outside and like, you know, be with my baby and make sure that he's well taken care of while I'm trying to run this business and have all of this passion that I have for this. But yeah, anyways, let's go into the next one. You have to really understand your audience. This is a big do. You have to know who you're writing for and what they want to read. You have to know them on a deeper, deeper level, not surface level, and not just because you think you know them, because you also struggled with it. You actually have to go out there and you have to find the data. on this type of person that you want to be speaking to. You have to really hone in on that one perfect person that you want to help through your blog content and through your offers, etc. So the first step is to decide, like, to go out and do the market research and put together, like, a little, like, you know, document that, you know, has, like, some questions that you can ask or survey people, or to go and look for that question, like, through, like, a Facebook group. Let's say you're a mom, okay? And you're a mom who wants to start a blog on, let's say, for example, on, like, toddler activities, for example, okay? So you don't, like, just because you're struggling with, like, one thing within toddler activities doesn't mean that another mom is struggling with that same thing. And they might be struggling with, like, another thing, like, time management and blah, blah, blah. Like, this is a bad example. I want to give you a better one. Okay, let's say you're a mom who targets moms who struggle to manage their time effectively, keep the house clean, organization, stuff like that. So you are going to go out and you're going to go into Facebook groups and you're going to make a post and say, hey, moms, what are you struggling with when it comes to time management and trying to keep your house clean? And, like, do you feel blah, 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 blah? Like, you're just going to ask them, like, some questions. And there's going to be so many moms who comment. Like, that is, like, you know, going out there and you got to search for the information. You have to put in the work to do this market research. I do market research all the time. I'm constantly sending surveys to my email list. I'm constantly putting on polls inside of my membership to understand what my audience wants from me right now. I'm constantly asking people questions, and I'm in the DMs on Instagram and communicating with people and talking to them about what they're struggling with or what are their goals, or, like, I'm just in constant communication with people and going to search for this important information that I need. Market research, you need to look for what are their goals, what are their pain points, and you need to understand them on a deeper level within each of these, like, you know, not just, okay, my goal is to start a blog. Well, okay, but, like, what is your vision for the future? I want all of the details. Why do you really want to start this blog? What's the deeper meaning and purpose for starting this? Because I know it's not just to make money or to grow traffic or whatever, but what is the deeper meaning of starting this blog? You know, and that deeper meaning could be that you, you know, have struggled with something in your life right now currently, or struggled with something in the past and you finally overcame it and now you want to help others overcome it, and you have this unique perspective and message to share with the world. Like, that's a deeper meaning, and that's what I want to understand about bloggers within each of their different niches. Like, their goals and their struggles. Okay, so that was, like, the overall purpose of the blog, and the overall goal is to eventually help as many people as possible with this and then make money from it, of course. But, you know, I'm struggling with actually designing my site, and, like, I don't have any idea with my, like, what my niche is going to be. You see what I mean? Like, there's, like, a way that people are going to communicate their struggles, and it's not always going to be the same across the board when you're going to search for information. A lot of moms, like, if you're doing the mom niche or whatever, and you go and ask moms other questions within the mom Facebook groups, like, a lot of them will have different opinions, and you need to write down at least, like, 3 different ones or more. Like, just, like, do, like, put together all of their answers in some kind of, like, spreadsheet, and just, like, this document that you're going to be creating for market research, this is going to be a place where you can go to get ideas. You can also generate, like, from AI, like, a list of questions and a list of struggles, and then from there, like, a list of, like, the most important questions or the most common questions that your target audience is searching for within your niche. For example, most common questions are how to increase blog traffic, or, like, but I, like, break it down even further than that. So, hold on, let me just actually go and give you guys some examples. I know that examples are like so important, so I'm just gonna give you lots of examples. Okay, most asked questions. For example, I break it down within all of my content themes. So what are the most asked questions within the start a blog niche? What should I choose as the main topic for my blog? How often should I post new content on my blog? So like within the start a blog niche, how do I design my website in a website in a way that is actually going to make me money, to take my clients or my target readers on an actual journey? What are the main questions within my content theme? Organize a blog. How often should I update my content calendar? What are the key benefits of using a content calendar for my blog? How does ClickUp work for organizing my blogging business? What are some tips for staying consistent with my blog posting schedule? Like, all of these are like the most asked questions that I'm writing down within each of my content themes. So it's not just like people are not just searching for how to increase my blog traffic. Like, that is like just, you know, that's just a basic question, and there's so many answers for that. You know, like, I could write like a 10,000 word post on how to actually increase your blog traffic, but, you know, I'm not going to do that, and that would be way too overwhelming, and nobody would read the whole thing, and that would just be a waste of time, really. So I break it down even further within all of my content themes. So I write down all these lists of questions, and then I go and I make content for that, like answering those questions. And yeah, so you have to understand your audience first before you can go and create amazing content for them. Okay, let me go back to my notes here. Sorry, I don't even edit my podcast. Usually all of this would be cut out, but I don't edit my podcast. I just think that, you know, it's fine if I don't edit it. So, okay, next thing that I want to talk about, providing value. So I'm going to move through the rest of them pretty quickly, because I have a coaching call very, very soon. So, okay, providing value. Like, you need to offer unique insights. You have to be unique in this industry now. Like, you can't just be, like, you know, the same as everybody else anymore. Like, you have to be super unique if you really want to stand out. What are your unique insights within your niche? So, for example, I don't believe that bloggers should, you know, try to monetize their blog with affiliate marketing, because that's just, like, the really long way to, you know, like, you know, and it's so unsure that you're actually going to make money with that, because it's so long. Like, for example, like, in when I first started a blog, I worked on my lifestyle blog for 2 whole years. And my main focus was to write as much content as possible and to insert a bunch of affiliate links and put ads on my site, because I thought that was going to make me money. But in 2 whole years, I never made anything. And I only started to make money when I actually started the Boss Lady Bloggers business. And I niched down and I honed in on my target audience. And I honed in on their struggles and their pain points and their goals. And I understood them on a deeper level. And then I provided a ton of value to them in my unique insights, my unique framework to building a blog. And it's different from any other blog coach that will tell you, you know, advice like affiliate marketing, you know, don't focus on that right now. When you're starting a blog, like, don't even, like, you can implement affiliate marketing, like, if you want to, but that's not your main focus. Your main focus is starting a business and to actually monetize with your own offers instead of selling other offers for commission. Like, it just doesn't happen, okay? Or it does happen, but when you have like a ton of blog traffic built up, and that takes years and years and years. So yeah, you need to be providing helpful tips. You need to show them that you're the expertise within this niche. Like, if they don't see you as an authority
then they're not going to want to buy from you, right? Like, they have to see you as the authority and that you're knowledgeable on this topic. And so, like, that's why, like, you have the blog, because the main goal of the blog is to showcase your expertise, build your authority within the niche, and to educate them and warm them up, and then to get them on your email list or sell an offer to them. That's the main goal of your blog posts. Blog post writing is marketing, pretty much. It's marketing, and it's marketing your freebies, pretty much, and like your offers, okay? It's getting them to like you, know you, and trust you, to build that authority and your expertise. So providing value within your blog content is key. Being consistent. You obviously want to be posting blog posts and content regularly to keep your audience engaged. So whatever consistency means for you, it does not have to be every single week. If you can't do that, if that's not feasible for you to post, you know, at least a 1500 word blog post every single week. Like, I know how hard it is to write content. Like, I'm writing content, like, I'm awake until like 2 a.m. every night after my baby goes to sleep, because I'm working and I'm writing, and like, it's hard. Like, some, like, most of the time I can't even post, you know, once a week, and that's okay, because I want my content to be more quality and not more quantity. So think about that, like, more quality and not quantity. But you want to be posting, you know, consistent content on a regular basis, and whatever consistency means for you. Let your audience know, hey, I'm going to be posting once a week. Hey, I'm going to be posting once per month. A really good, helpful article for you. And that's going to be enough. But when you want to work on your SEO, however, the fastest way to get keywords and to get Google to recognize that your site, you know, you're an expertise on your website, is that you need to be pushing out content, because SEO is not going to be working for you until you have all of that SEO optimized content. But then again, you really have to do it right. So is it really realistic for you to do, you know, write articles in the most, you know, like the best SEO optimized way, writing once per week? For some people it is. For moms, probably not. For, you know, busy business owners like me, like, probably not. You know, like, I can't push out my best content once a week, and that's okay. Just whatever consistency means for you, just communicate that to your audience and keep them engaged with other, like, smaller forms of content, like email newsletters and social media posts and other things that you can push out on a regular basis. And then make sure you're monetizing your blog strategically. So affiliate marketing, with the new Google SEO update that they just did, there's this new helpful content rule, and they don't want you putting a million different affiliate links in your blog post anymore, because that drives people off of your website, and then your content suffers, and your SEO will suffer from that if you constantly keep driving people away. Of course, you do need to have a couple external links within your blog post, but no more than like 2 or 3. Or I would just say like 2. Like, I don't even, like, I put 2, and like, that's max for, you know, affiliate link or something. But so definitely have 2 external links, but don't, you know, put like affiliate links on every single blog post, and don't drive people away from your content. Keep people engaged throughout your blog post. Keep them reading. Don't drive them away just so you can make, what, a couple dollars on commission for an affiliate link? Affiliate sale? Like, no, don't even. And don't even, like, get me started with ads. Like, ads are really ugly. They don't make you money until you have a ton of blog traffic built up. So never, ever, ever put ads on your site in the beginning. Your main goal right now, when you start a blog, is to put together your website in a way that's aesthetically pleasing. Your brand, but not just the aesthetics of your brand, like color palettes,
color palettes are very important because your colors invoke emotions, and your brand design and aesthetic is what makes people feel something when they land on your site. But, you know, not just brand. We don't want to just do brand aesthetics right now. We also want to do brand messaging. And that's why I take my clients through a strategic process through when I design their site. I give them a brand messaging guide to start with. This helps them, you know, define their onlyness factor and all of their key messagings, like their value statements and their core values and like all of these different, you know, messaging. I give them like prompts to like fill these out, and like they always generate like the best content through this brand messaging guide. From the brand messaging guide, I give them copywriting guides, a homepage copywriting template that they can use that gives them prompts and such. So they strategically fill out each section of the homepage and like write this messaging in a way that is going to get them sales, that is going to get them clients, that's going to get them freebies, and that's going to attract their right audience to them and communicate their messaging in a way that is very captivating to their audience. So what you need to focus on right now is getting all of that done when you're starting a blog. The next thing you need to focus on after that is getting some freebies created and to get your welcome sequence running. And how you can do this is by using Flowdesk. That's my favorite one. Like, I always recommend Flowdesk to my clients. But so creating your offers too. So offers, freebies, and putting together a welcome sequence. That's like the main thing that you also need to focus on right now, because you need to have a vision, like at least the ideas for the offers. If you don't want to create the offers yet, no problem, but you need to have some kind of idea. You need to have a vision for this blogging business. How are you going to monetize it? With what kind of offers, and who, like what kind of problems are you going to be solving with those offers, and for who? And then you need to be doing a ton of market research when you're starting a blog. Ton of market research, and really like do like competitor research as well. And while you're writing your copywriting SEO too. But I know, like, this is why like the program that I take you through in my one-on-one coaching is a very step-by-step streamlined process. And I might be doing like, you know, turning this program into a group program, because my, you know, my one-on-one coaching and website design is fully booked out right now. So I might be actually turning this into a group coaching program. If that interests you, please let me know. If you would love to get in something like that, it would be like a lower investment to my actual main one-on-one coaching. It would be a lower investment, but I'll still show you how to design your site and do all of these like different like steps in a way that is like super, the like the least overwhelming for you. And then we'll have weekly coaching calls, and I'll answer everybody's questions within this like group setting. So it's basically you're still my coaching client, but you're just going to be in a group of other ladies. Let me know if that interests you, because I've really mapped out this whole entire process and it really works. My clients, they get amazing results. They get stuff done, but not only get stuff done, like they do it right, in the right proper manner, because this is about growing a business. And if you're, you know, listening to this episode right now and you're like, I am very serious about getting this blog up and running. I'm very serious about building a business. I'm very serious about doing this in the right and proper way. Then girl, you are a perfect ideal client for me, and you need to reach out to me right now. And you can do so in the show notes below if you want to. So I am taking deposits right now for my one-on-one coaching. So you can work with me in like 3 months for one-on-one coaching, but you know, to save your spot, because my spots really book out. So I'm going to be starting to book out, you know, in 3 months, I'm booking out. So make sure, if you do want to work with me, and if you're the kind of person who is like really serious about getting up this up and running in a step-by-step, least overwhelming way, and doing it right the first time, so you don't have to backtrack and do things over again a million times, then reach out to me. Anyways, let's move on from there. So, and always keep learning. So that's the last do that I have for you. Keep learning. Stay updated on, you know, just keep learning. Take courses. Invest in your knowledge. Like, if you don't invest, you're only going to have a certain level of knowledge that's within free articles. Like, you can't learn everything from these free blog educational articles. And a lot of them are so outdated or with wrong information that is only going to take you down the route of where I was in 2 years, never making money on my lifestyle blog. That's where they take you, because that's what I did. I never invested in my blog, maybe an ebook here and there, or like maybe a little tiny like cheap course or something, but I never built something in a step-by-step and proper manner, in a proper way or whatever. So yeah, these free articles are only going to get you, you know, to, you know, a certain level. And if you want to expand, if you want to get to like all of the levels that you're going to need to make actual like big money in this industry, then you need to start investing, and you need to keep learning, and you need to keep track of all of your learning. Like, yeah, I don't really know what else to say in this. You just have to learn. Like, you have, like, and not just from free articles that are only going to get you to a certain level. Like, if you're the kind of person who's just doing this as a passion or whatever, and you have the time, and, you know, you're fine with, you know, being in 2 years down the road and still not making money because it's just your passion project or just your side hustle, and you don't want to replace your 9-to-5, then go ahead, girl, take your time on this. But if you're somebody who wants to monetize right now, the fastest and most easiest way to get to the highest level right now for you and to make money is by investing in your knowledge. And you can do that right now if you want to, and if you feel empowered to do so. You can go check out the Blogging Ladies membership. This is a $27 membership that I'm selling right now, and I've had for years actually, but this literally takes you in that step-by-step manner, like step-by-step least overwhelming way to starting designing, organizing, growing, and monetizing your blogging business. So I have 5 courses on all of my content buckets: start a blog, organize a blog, design a blog, grow traffic, and monetize your blogging business. 5 entire courses that take you step by step through the process. And I'm probably going to be revamping these as well, because I have so much more knowledge behind everything. So I've been learning a ton this year, and I've been really optimizing everything to be the best. I've been doing this for a very long time, and I've never really strived to be the best. But I feel like in 2024, I'm really getting organized, and I'm really optimizing my services to be the best of the best and to really work for bloggers. And they have been. They've been really working. Like, my clients are like killing it. They are really like on the right path, and I feel so confident that I'm seeing all of these client results, and it's absolutely amazing. And that is what I've been hoping for. And I've been really organizing my clients to the best. I've been learning, and yeah, so I mean, it's just so fun. But let's actually go to the don'ts now, because we are now at 32 minutes. So okay, the don'ts. What should you not do right now? Number one, like we already talked about, is don't focus on affiliate marketing and ads. Affiliate marketing and ads, they only make so much money, and or not money at all until you build up so much traffic. So that's not your main focus right now. Your main focus is, you know, getting your blog up in a proper way with proper brand messaging and copywriting and aesthetics and writing valuable content and everything that we basically covered in the do right now, right? Don't neglect quality for quantity. So it's better, like we were talking about too, it's better to have high quality posts than many low quality ones. If you can only push out a high quality post that is lengthy, you know, over 1500 words. It cut out on me there. But I was saying, you know, it's better to have high quality posts than low quality ones. And if you can only push out a high quality post that is lengthy and very valuable to your audience once a month, then that is totally fine. Just be consistent and shoot for the quality content. And then don't ignore readers' feedback. Like, you always want to get feedback on your audience. Like, there's a couple ladies who said for my podcast, they said that they don't like it when it sounds like I'm reading something. And I did, like, I do read all of my blog post articles and put them into, and, you know, change them into podcast episodes. Sometimes I don't read them word for word. I just use it as, like, a bullet point. So, like, I mean, it's already, like, notes and content already generated for me, you know. But then, you know, some ladies said that they don't like it when I read my content. And that's fine. Like, you don't have to listen to those. But, you know, it really made me think, like, okay, like, yeah, like, podcasts are supposed to be, like, conversational. It's supposed to be not very, very scripted, you know. It's supposed to be, like, conversational, and I totally agreed. And so that's what I started been doing. Like, I do have notes, and I just use bullet points now, and it's just more conversational, and I just think of things on the top of my head, and I just ramble on about whatever bullet point I'm on next, you know? But that's, like, a feedback thing. Like, you have to take feedback from your audience and adapt based on their responses, or you're not going to move forward, you know, and, like, build up that audience that, like, you truly want. Like, the audience that, like, really loves you and, like, your biggest fans. So really think about that. Like, you know, search for feedback on what you're doing. And then don't expect immediate success. Building a profitable blog in the right way takes time and perseverance. I teach you in a step-by-step, least overwhelming way, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's like, super easy. And it's, like, you know, super, like, yeah, effortless. And, like, there's not, you know, a lot of work that goes into it. Because then I would be telling you a lie. There is a lot of work. And it's not always easy. And it's going to be complicated. And you're going to have, you know, fall back sometimes. And you're going to have those moments where you're not motivated to do this. Or you don't want to put in that, you know, boring, repetitive work like SEO and writing content, blah, blah, blah. Like, blogging is not for everyone, but don't expect immediate success, even when you're putting in your all. It takes so much time and learning and work to do things in the proper way. And that's what I strive to teach bloggers, is that, you know, like, the proper, like, steps, the step-by-step framework to doing things right, so you don't have so many mistakes and so many fallbacks, and you're not 2 years down the road like I was and never making any kind of income from your blog. That is what we want to avoid, right? What we want to do is go step by step, building this business in the proper way, the first time, the right way, you know what I mean? So yeah, and that is what I strive in my membership that you can join below, the Blogging Ladies membership. And that's what I strive for really in my one-on-one coaching. It really dives super deep, the coaching, into every single little bit and piece and aspects of everything that you need to build and grow and monetize your blog into a super profitable business. So And that takes time. Like, it does not take 3 months. I don't care what somebody tells you, like, that you can build this proper business in 3 months' time, because it's just not doable. I didn't do it. Nobody did it, okay? So don't even believe that. But, you know, it takes at least a year of doing things in the proper way to make money. And then don't be inconsistent. Irregular posting can lead to a lot of loss of blog post readership, or just people just, like, getting, like, completely unengaged from you. So always stay and always find ways that you can stay on top of your audience mind, whether that's, you know, your Instagram followers, definitely your email list. You want to always stay on the top of their mind by publishing, like, or putting out a couple emails per week, you know, to stay on their mind. But And then don't overlook analytics. So you want to always be tracking your data to understand what works and then what doesn't, and then adjust your strategy accordingly. When you look at your analytics, you have to, and this is for all platforms, not just your blog, but when you look at your analytics, you have to see what is working. And when you see what is working, and then you go and create more of that specific content. Like right now, like a lot of people are attracted to, you know, blog organization, and they love like watching me put together like organizational stuff. And that's like what I'm super passionate about, is helping bloggers get more organized so their time is more efficient. So like when they log on to work on their blog every single day, they know the exact tasks they need to complete for that day to actually see results. So, you know, that is what I've seen. And so I'm creating more and more of that content. That is what my audience wants from me right now. That is what my audience loves right now. So I'm going to be creating more of that content for bloggers until something happens to where that doesn't work anymore or something. You know what I mean? But, yeah, like always study the data on everything that you do. Keep track of it within like ClickUp or somewhere, and just have like an overall understanding of what your audience really needs. And you only find that when you start posting and seeing the data. And then obviously look at like things that don't work within the business, like content that really didn't do well. You have to understand what, like, why didn't it do well? Was it the marketing? Did I not market this enough? Was it the title? Was it the content? People were just, they were clicking on it, but then they were just clicking right off of it and like not really reading it. Or why aren't they getting the clicks in the first place? Maybe it's because they're not very interested in that topic. So don't create more of it, you know? Okay, so and don't give up. So every successful blogger has faced challenges. Every successful business owner faces challenges. I'm still facing challenges. Like, there's never a point in my business where I'm like, yep, everything's good, everything's great, you know? There's things that I still have to work on, and there's things that I still have to overcome. And there was like, I make mistakes all of the time within my business that I have to go back and fix, but I'm learning every step of the way, and I never have given up. This is something that I've never given up. I've been close to it. I've taken long 3-month breaks or more. I've been close to giving up and like completely like tearing down the blogging ladies, the Boss Lady Bloggers business. I mean, one time I even like let my domain expire and like completely delete. But I mean, I was like frantic after that happened because I don't want to give up. And that made me realize actually like I love this business. This is my passion. This is my, like, I will never give this up. I've given up everything else in my life. I've given up literally everything that I've ever tried to do, and I'm completely fine with that because I finally have my one thing that I never have ever given up on and that I truly love. And if you're somebody that's starting this blog but you don't really love it, like, you have to do something else. Even if you built it up and you like are sitting there and like you're like, I don't really love this thing, maybe take a break from it and really think about if you really do love it or not. Sometimes it just takes, you know, a step, like you have to take a step back from it to really, you know that you really love it and like that you're really passionate about it, or take a step back and like rearrange things or change things and like change your niche or change the content themes that you're writing about or just something, you know what I mean? Change your branding, change your website design. Just so you can like stay like super passionate about it. And there's so many things like within blogging that you can learn and business that you can learn. It's just so fun to like always have something to learn and always have something to do for your business. I don't know. And you just have to be fiery passionate about it. Because if you're not, you're not going to be successful if you're not, because you're not going to put in the work and you're not going to put in your absolute all into this. The last one is don't isolate yourself. Connect with other bloggers to build a supportive community. You don't have to blog alone. Like, there are communities out there with bloggers that are going to be like you, that are on the same path as you. And I can insert my own here. The Blogging Ladies membership has 173 ladies inside right now. And not everybody engages, but we're striving for it, you know? And there's a lot of ladies in there that do engage. And they post and they comment. And we have fun, like, weekly threads. Not just all on blogging, but, like, you know, on other things too. And we have weekly group coaching calls. And we have... you know, advertisational, is that even a word? advertising posts. So you can go on there and you can share other people's blog posts and share your own and, you know, share a freebie. Like, there's 173 ladies in there. Like, if you're not posting in there, like, you're missing out on potentially, you know, building up another reader. And you can also DM other bloggers in there and just, like, really connect with people. And I know a lot of bloggers are really introverted. Like, I used to be too. I feel like I still am kind of introverted. I don't know. But, you know, you don't have to be alone in this. And there is support out there for you. I can be a support person for you to help you through this. And there's so many other bloggers who are on the like the exact path as you or one step ahead who can also help you. So if you want to join our community, the Blogging Ladies membership has 173 lovely ladies inside who are bloggers who are on the same path as you. And then we have 5 blog educational courses. And then we have monthly blog educational bundles. So we just did one last month that was on all on SEO and building out your content themes. So if you want that, then definitely join the membership. And then we have weekly blog coaching calls, and there's just a ton of stuff that you can go through to learn and to, you know, have a supportive community behind you and show up and get support from me myself without having to spend, you know, like thousands of dollars on my coaching. There is a way for you to get help and support. So I would love to invite you to join the membership. It's only $27 a month, so you can do that below. And that's what I'm going to leave you with. Just keep going. Keep going. If you need this message today to keep going, then I'm going to say it. Keep going. You got this. You can do this. There are, you know, I can be a support to you, and there are other people who can support you as well through this. So you can actually achieve your goal to make money blogging and to build this thing and to share your message. And yeah, just keep going. Okay. Don't give up. You got this. I believe in you. And like, I believe in you more than you know. I see it every single day, my clients and my students getting amazing results. So just keep going, okay? Okay. I will talk to you next week. Bye. Hey there, blogging lady. Are you struggling to finally get your blog's website designed and launched? You know that starting a blog is the right path for you, but you sure as heck don't want to go 100 miles per hour in the wrong direction. You aren't here to waste time. You want real results. I mean, results that are actually going to make you money blogging and doing your passion. And to get those results, you know that you need a step-by-step roadmap to get there. So let's chat over coffee. I invite you to book a free zero pressure call with me below in the show notes. Think of it as a casual coffee chat. We're going to talk about where you're at, where you want to be, and explore how my blog coaching and website design services might be just the missing link that you've been searching for. If we find it's a perfect match, great. If not, no hard feelings. You're going to walk away with some clarity and insights to propel you forward. Book a coffee chat right now below.